Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, you're listening to some of the sounds there from Shearfest 2025, a competitive sheep shearing competition which took place recently in Mount Bellew in Galway. It was the venue for the European and Connacht Sheep Shearing and Wool Handling Championships, and our reporter Maura Fay went along to it, and Maura joins us now. Now, Maura, firstly, for people who aren't familiar with this, what exactly is the sport about?
So, Claire, competitive sheep shearing is a high-speed, high-stakes sport where shearers compete to take off a fleece in record time, all while keeping the sheep calm and the wool in one clean piece. I spoke to a stalwart of the Irish sheep shearing scene, George Graham. He has done sheep shearing in all 32 counties in Ireland, has also travelled abroad to 13 different countries to do it. He explained to me how the competition works.
But it's about skill. You've done a lot of training. It starts off in the lower grain. It builds itself up junior, intermediate, senior and open. It's a skill of actually when you're shearing the sheep, of taking the wool all cleanly, not cutting the staple of the wool in the middle, which totally devalues the wool. And then when you're finished shearing the sheep, it's a finished job by having a clean, finished sheep with no bits of wool or no ridges of wool left on. It's not necessarily the fastest competitor will be deemed the winner.
How is it judged?
It's judged on the board when you're shearing, that you cut each staple of wool off cleanly, that you're not second cutting the wool in the middle. That's very important, that you take out the sheep properly. And it's judged then out the back. The finished sheep is judged for no wool left on, no ridges left on, or no damage done to the sheep whatsoever. And I suppose it's very important at all times, whether we're shearing a sheep, doing a demo, shearing on the farm or in competition, our number one priority is to look after the welfare of the animal at all times.
So the judges are looking for a sheep with a perfect fit. Let's say.
Just like that. Now we're timed as well, but time is one part of it. So it's three parts. It's judging on the board, judging out the back, and time as well. So it's a combination of all three. And as a heads up, it's the competitor with the lowest score will either get through to a final or win the competition.
And when you say on the board, you're saying when the sheep and the competitor are out in front on stage, in front of the audience?
Yeah, taking the wool off the sheep, what you can see. Yeah, that's the part you can see. But you don't see out the back where they're judging out the back, because that's done just out the back where we actually can't see it. But that's another very, very important part of it.
So this is a bit of a tongue twister, but how many sheep can a sheep shearer shear in one day?
Well, I've done records. My highest tally is 504 sheep in a 9-hour day. The current world record for shearing adult sheep in 9 hours is 731 ewes. There has been over 900 lambs shorn in a 9-hour day. So you're not just talking about sheep shearers or whatever, it's actually super athletes. And doing a record like that is much harder than doing two full marathons back to back.
Right, so that's what George reckons. It's much harder than doing the two marathons. How do the sheep react, Maura, going through that shearing process?
That's something I spoke to Tom Dunn about. He's the chairman of the Irish Sheep Shearing Association. I asked him if it was stressful for the sheep having their wool shorn.
No, sheep have to be sheared every year, like regardlessly. They have to get the wool off them. And these are professionals. They're all trained and they know how to handle sheep well. So.
And what type of sheep are being shorn here today?
There's a lot of Galways, mules and crossbred sheep as well. So.
And are different types of sheep easier to shear?
No, it all depends. A lot depends on the weather too. You know, if the weather is warm and wet for a couple of days, the grease rises in the wool and it leaves it a lot easier for the competitors to get off or all shearers to get off.
And why do sheep need their fleece removed? Why do you have to do this to them?
There's a couple of reasons. Like, fly strike is a reason that, you know what I mean, that they don't get, you know, maggot flies or anything land on them and can get down and eat them. Another thing is, if they kept growing the wool over the year, when it gets too big on them and they end up going on their back and they wouldn't be able to get off their back and they could lose, you know what I mean, so it have to be done.
And when fly strike, just explain that to me, like flies lay...
lays eggs on them and they turn into, don't sound rude, but maggots, you know what I mean, and then that's what...
It can cause them a lot of health problems.
Yeah, a lot of health problems, yeah, so it has to be done.
You don't want want the flies and you don't want the maggots. That's Tom Dunn. You spoke to some of the competitors then as well, Maura.
Yes, there was 110 competitors taking part in the various competitions. The first person I spoke to was Carl Devaney. He farms sheep on the side of Benbulbin in Sligo. He also runs a YouTube channel on sheep farming called YouTube. That's E-W-E-Tube.
YouTube.
Yeah, depending where you're from, Claire, or depending where you're from. So both he and his sister, Joanne, compete in sheep shearing and were in the Connacht final. I spoke to him after the competition and asked him how it went.
Don't know how it went yet. I don't think it went too bad. But it'll be tight. Like, there's good shears even in Connacht. There's a couple of good Mayo shears, a couple of good Galway shears, and then my own sister as well from Sligo. We're both from Sligo, so it's pretty competitive there too. So the prize given will be in an hour or 2 hours, and we'll see how it goes.
Who's the better shearer, you or your sister?
It's tight enough. It's on the day, really. She beats me some days. Some days I beat her, you know. So there's a bit of variability. Sometimes I prefer certain sheep more to her, and then if the time of year, then my sister Joanne also works in Chagas, and maybe she's not doing just as much shearing as she used to now, so maybe she'd be a little bit slower getting into her, whereas I've been flat out because I'm full time in the good weather, so I've a bit more practice on her. But she's very good though. Yeah, very clean.
And explain to me that you prefer a different type of sheep. Like, what type of sheep do you prefer?
Well, generally they'd be good shearing ones that are in good condition. That's what you like. But then there's different breeds as well, and they shear different, and you have different gear for them. Like, so for example, a mule, which is a blue Leicester, I don't want to try and get too technical for you, but like their ones were very lovely open wool. And then maybe Suffolks or Charlies, some of them kind of continental breeds, they can have a little bit tighter wool. But if they're in good condition, they'll shear good too. But you need slightly different gear for them. Like, there's pretty precise the engineering involved in getting the wool off a sheep.
Well, it's an everyday a school day.
Yeah.
Now, when the results were announced, who did better, dare we ask, Carl or Joanne?
So in the Connacht final, Carl came second and Joanne came fourth. So good performances by them both. Then in the national competitions, it was a Kerry man, Dennis O'Sullivan from Bonan outside Kenmare, who won the national machine title. I asked him how he got into the sport.
Just a family thing, I guess. My parents used to go to competitions and that, and kind of just followed on from there and got into it a wee bit. Yep. So just carried on from there and started travelling and shearing. Travelled with my wife Katie and went to New Zealand and competed over there and that. So yeah, kind of got a good foothold on things then.
And what's the scene like in New Zealand in competitive sheep shearing?
Oh, it's very high standard. Very high standard in New Zealand. You've some of the best shearers that are putting out serious numbers every day at a massive standard. So it really, it's the place to go for European people to really stretch their abilities, push them to be faster, to be cleaner, to be more competitive, and just to get up there. Yeah.
What's the toughest part of sheep shearing?
Oh, probably the soreness when you're younger and just the fatigue. I think my place in life now, I think just being away from my wife and kid, it's quite difficult. You have to do a lot of travelling, so there's a lot of sacrifice. Need to go to shows, need to go to work, to different places to follow the sheep as such. So you need to be away, you can't be at home all the time. So yeah, it's a bit different, so yeah, tough.
And do you ever get kicked by a sheep? Is that sore?
Depends on where they kick you, eh? yeah, sometimes it can be a bit sore in that, yeah. It's like any job, it has its sore spots, I suppose, yeah.
It's a young person's game, according to what Dennis is saying there. What happens to all the wool, Maura?
Well, Claire, the sheep industry in Ireland is a very hard industry to make a living from. People may be surprised to learn that farmers actually don't make any money off of wool. In fact, they lose money on sheep shearing. I spoke to Blondhead Gallagher, the co-founder of the Galway Wool Cooperative. She's campaigning for better prices for wool, and she explained to me what farmers currently receive for the product.
So currently a sheep's fleece is being picked up by what were traditionally merchants, but now they're effectively logistic transport controllers bringing wool over to the UK, and they're offering 20 cent a kilo. So if a fleece is 2 kgs, that's 40 cent the farmer is making for the fleece. It costs them between 3 and 5 euros to shear, so that is an extreme deficit. We produce in this country about 2 kgs per annum, with about 7 million sheep in the country at the moment. That's 14 million million kilos of wool here in Ireland exported. This is supposed to be a green economy, a sustainable economy, a circular economy. Yet nowhere is the wool grower being represented in that circular economy. We turn a blind eye and we watch these shiploads, these container loads of beautiful Irish-grown biofibre, suitable for all kinds of applications, being exported as a Category 3 waste material. Those ships are sailing by ships that are then importing wool into Ireland, being spun in Irish mills, being woven into Irish blankets, carpets, tweed, and it's imported. But yet we're not choosing our own wool because there has been a breakdown in the supply chain, and sadly nobody is doing anything about it. The lack of regulation, the lack of wool grower representation has meant that even after 2 years of an established Irish Grown Wool Council, the price of wool has still not increased for the sheep farmer. Now, we created a cooperative and we're looking for a balance of €2.50 for our wool. Why? Because it's heritage wool. Why? Because it's coming directly from the farmers. When you buy from the Galway Wool Cooperative, which is Ireland's native breed, you can meet and greet that farmer. You know that there has been no wool washing and no greenwashing and no mislabelling along that supply chain. And we believe that that's something that all farmers will eventually have to do. They're going to have to try and find markets for their own wool, because currently there is nobody out there doing that for them. The woolen products that we have here in Ireland are made up of imported wool, and the consumer needs to know that, and the consumer needs to be treated with respect and honesty. Otherwise, this break in the supply chain is going to continue at a deficit to the sheep farmer.
I think that will all come as a surprise to many people listening, what Blanet has to say there from the Galway Wool Sheep Cooperative. Maura, thank you so much for bringing us that report from Shearfest 2025.